The attacks have devastated schools throughout Afghanistan. Dozens have been burned and hundreds more temporarily closed following repeated threats from suspected Taliban insurgents. Speaking to reporters in the Afghan capital Thursday, the United Nations new chief of mission, Tom Koenigs, urged the militants to change course.
I cannot understand why anyone would target schools and teachers. I can only appeal to those who apparently disagree with the development Afghanistan takes. Leave Afghanistan's children alone.
Officials say that despite stepped-up security, schools and educators throughout the war-torn country remain vulnerable. In January, Taliban insurgents beheaded a teacher in central Afghanistan. A month earlier, gunmen dragged a teacher from his school in Kandahar, killing him as his students watched from a classroom window. Authorities say Islamic militants are in particular targeting schools where girls are educated. While in power, the Taliban claimed schooling for women was un-Islamic and kept thousands of girls from attending classes. Koenigs, who arrived last week, says conditions for women in Afghanistan have steadily improved since the Taliban were ousted in 2001. The UN has vowed to help reopen damaged schools as soon as possible, but has not provided a specific timetable. The German diplomat takes office just weeks after a donors' summit in London pledged more than $10 billion for Afghanistan's development. Thursday, Koenigs said poor security remains a central obstacle to the country's growth.
Attracting investment from abroad, bringing trade to the levels it has been, developing agriculture, all these decisive elements depend on security.
The coming months, however, are expected to see a rise in insurgent activity as the militants generally become more active in the spring after the snow melts and travel becomes easier. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.